Hail, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at and that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views. And, well, for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Dr. Deanna Windham, and we're going to be talking about chronic fatigue and these chronic disabling illnesses, which are so prevalent in our society. And we had actually scheduled Dr. another gentleman for this evening. He wasn't able to do it, Julian Whitaker, but Deanna works with him. Dr. Windham works very closely with him, and he'd suggested that she would fill in tonight. We'll have Dr. Julian Whitaker later, but this is such an important subject. There are probably between 1 and 2 million Americans who have this chronic disease and cannot get help from their doctors because doctors are discouraged from treating it. Oh, they're told it doesn't exist. It's psychological. Yes, this is a very real entity. It didn't exist when I went to medical school. It didn't exist until about 1980 when suddenly a whole flock of new diseases suddenly developed, and we suddenly had Lyme disease, we had chronic fatigue, we had chronic fibromyalgia, we had AIDS, we had Ebola, and other new diseases that were so disabling and certainly but devastating. Chronic fatigue disease is certainly something that afflicts so many people and people in my own family. And so I asked Dr. Windham to come this evening and tell us about it. Dr. Windham, thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you for having me join you, Dr. Monteith. I look forward to it.
Why don't you just tell our listeners a little bit how you got involved in alternative medicine, because this is really what, at least in part, you practice. I know you're trained, well-trained, but certainly you've picked a different path. It's not as lucrative. It's not as, the regular doctors look down a little bit upon doctors who treat alternatively, and yet, of course, you have a phenomenal practice there in Southern California, and I know Dr. Whitaker has a number of people working with him there, well-trained doctors, and you're helping people who have certainly traditional medicine has nothing to offer. Would that be a fair statement?
Yes, it is. We see a lot of those types of people who have been told that they don't have a chance or there's nothing to do, and they come to us as the last resort, if you will.
And, Chris, you were telling me, I asked you before the program, how it was that you came to choose this course for practice. I mean, I became an orthopedic surgeon, but you chose this this field. What motivated you?
It was actually my grandmother. She was diagnosed with diabetes when she went into a diabetic coma, and she was told that if she didn't go on insulin, she would die. She decided not to do that. She left the hospital, and she lived for another 40 years by doing natural, healthy things for herself. She exercised every day of her life after that and took supplements and juiced, and that made me think, even as a child, of natural things that can be done for health and healing and should be done. And as I learned more and more about what doctors really do in the world, I became more and more convinced that that wasn't what I wanted to do. I wanted to be more a part of people healing themselves.
Well, I'll never forget, as a young doctor, I was just out of my out of the military. I took a general practice residency at Santa Cruz County Hospital, where I live today. And at that time, I remember we operated on this young woman, very attractive, and she was just riddled with cancer. There was no way to cut it out. It was all over her abdominal cavity. We sent her home to die. And I ran into her husband about 6 months later. I said, what happened to your wife? Oh, she said, she's well. I said, she's well? Oh, yeah, she's completely well. How could you get over cancer? I mean, cancer is the death warrant. Or is it? We'll be back in just a moment here with Dr. Windham. Well, let's get into the background of chronic fatigue syndrome. And certainly, why don't you tell us what it is and why it's important?
Chronic fatigue syndrome is really just a name for a bunch of symptoms when we see them together. People with chronic fatigue are obviously fatigued. They also have a lot of pain. They have a lot of brain debility, as in not thinking clearly, fuzzy-headed thinking, debilitating fatigue for most people, not just being tired. But there are a lot of different causes for this. So it's a bunch of things that are all lumped together when we see those symptoms occurring.
All right, fine. Well, certainly we know that they have arthritic symptoms. They have this chronic fatigue. They have pain. Many of them, of course, will have. They're just incapable of working, and their mind doesn't work. That's correct. They just can't. They can't think. They can't concentrate. So basically, is there an entity as such, or is this simply a lot of symptoms?
Actually, there are criteria for chronic fatigue syndrome, but they all are based on symptoms. So there's no test for chronic fatigue syndrome. It's when you see these symptoms together. So chronic fatigue that's lasting more than 6 months, not the result of ongoing exercise, a significant reduction in function, not alleviated by rest. And then with these other attendant symptoms of the pain, the brain dysfunction.
All right, fine. Is there any neurological problems associated with this at all?
Many times, yeah. Most of the time that I see, everybody that I see with chronic fatigue has at least this brain fogginess, just not thinking clearly, not able to get words out, just not as sharp. Unable to function on their normal level that they would function at. Also, they can have pretty distinct problems with short-term memory loss. They can even have, neurologically speaking, other things other than memory problems. They can have symptoms that look like autoimmune or neurodegenerative types of symptoms, which are nerve symptoms that get worse over time, and that takes into account a whole host of symptoms. But
all right, fine. Well, do we have any idea what causes this? Are there multiple causes or a single cause?
Yeah, so there are multiple causes. One of them is endocrine dysfunction.
All right, hold that thought. Mm-hmm. We'll be back here in just a moment here.
Okay.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and Dr. Windham is just saying there are a number of basic symptoms. Usually the problem with chronic fatigue, it doesn't get better when you sleep, doesn't get better. You're chronically tired, and then, of course, people will have multiple aches and pains, and then, of course, their brain doesn't work. They just can't think. They can't concentrate. And so I asked, what is the cause of this condition? And she says it can be endocrine dysfunction. What sort of endocrine dysfunction? Are we talking about thyroid? Are we talking about pituitary? Are we talking about adrenal? Or all of the above?
All of the above. And also hormonal imbalances. That's not just for postmenopausal women. Adrenal glands, thyroid, all of that as part of the endocrine system is more a contributor. I would say as far as causes go, the most significant causes are chronic illness, including irritable bowel syndrome, chronic gut or other disorders, depression, trauma or accidents, chronic infections. There's also vitamin nutrient deficiencies, and there is a doctor associated with a university that I can tell you about in just a minute that did research indicating that coagulation defects may be a part of chronic fatigue syndrome as well, as toxin exposure and chronic body toxicity. So you can see there are a lot of things that can cause chronic fatigue syndrome. So these are things that are weed it out as we talk to somebody and as we figure out what are the major contributors for them, what do we need to be looking at?
Well, there's been some studies recently that have suggested there's some sort of a chronic retroviral infection that they seem to find in a lot of the people with that. Does that play a part in this? I think some of the studies suggested 70 or 80% of the patients will have this chronic retroviral infection, and this I know is a debated issue. And of course, the question is this retroviral infection primary or secondary? Do you have any thoughts on that at all? And I realize this is rather new work sometime in the last few months.
Actually, yeah, that's one of the things that we try to look at, that not specifically that retroviral infection, but chronic infections of different types are always a consideration. So, yeah, that is something, and it is unclear whether or not that is primary or secondary. Maybe it was a result of the chronic fatigue. We do try to take that into account when we're treating patients, any doctor who's treating somebody for chronic fatigue syndrome from a holistic point of view.
Well, basically, I mean, certainly we've heard many of these people have a mycoplasma infection, they'll have a chlamydia infection, they may have a brucella infection, they certainly can have other specific types of these chronic infections. You know, certainly as some people have suggested is Barr-Epstein, and some people have said chronic mono. Is it because people are more susceptible to these types of infections? Some people call chronic fatigue HIV negative AIDS. In other words, it's chronic immunodeficiency disease. Some people refer to it as chronic immunodeficiency disease. Is immunodeficiency an important part of chronic fatigue?
I think it is important. That's my personal opinion. I do see many of my patients, I would probably estimate it at 60 to 70% of the people that I treat for chronic fatigue have some sort of concomitant infection that we're able to test for. Of them, Epstein-Barr, cytomegalovirus, and Lyme are probably the most common.
All right. I think they call it chronic fatigue immunodeficiency, CFIDS, as some people refer to it as such.
Right.
And basically, does chronic fatigue overlap Lyme disease? In other words, are some of these actually cases of Lyme disease that have been not recognized?
That's what a lot of people think, and that's what I sometimes see in my patients. So as we find that we're treating them for, and again, this is a chicken or the egg question, which came first, but if when we're treating somebody with chronic fatigue and I find Lyme, then of course we're going to treat them for that. And as we treat them for that, they start feeling better.
All right, fine. Now, basically, then I suppose you run a battery of tests, but certainly like testing for Lyme, a lot of the traditional tests don't show it up immediately, do they? Don't you have to do some very specialized testing looking for Lyme disease and looking for these other infections?
Yeah, we do. And that does become difficult. As you said, it doesn't show up on traditional tests much of the time, but there are labs who specialize in testing people for chronic Lyme, and they have some of these panels for testing of people that we suspect have this. And then in some Lyme treatment, there are doctors that I've seen speak on this, and they say if you're suspicious enough of Lyme, treat it as if it is, because sometimes the testing will come up negative.
All right, so let somebody comes in and you run a battery of tests, and you don't come up with much of anything, but you're convinced that they have this syndrome certainly associated with brain fogginess, with pain, chronic fatigue, maybe irritable bowel, and certainly the other things that you've mentioned, but mainly just the... it doesn't do any good. They just have absolutely no energy. They want to sit and they just don't want to get up and do much of anything. How do you approach it? You run a battery of laboratory studies or what? I mean, I'm sure you talk to them first, take a history, and then do a physical, and they try to rule out anything else. But then let's imagine you've done the history and physical, and you come up with nothing specifically. You run a battery of lab studies. What specifically do you look for? Do you look for everything we've talked about, or are the specific things you zero in on?
I usually try to zero in on things based on the history, but there are some things that I'm typically going to run for most people with chronic fatigue.
All right, such as?
A1C, that's a test looking for any signs of insulin resistance. Some red blood cell analysis to look for any nutritional deficiencies. Those are fairly common. We're going to look at thyroid hormones, adrenal glands via a DHEA test to see how their endocrine system is functioning. Looking on most people, I'm going to look for toxins. And
what sort of toxins you're looking for?
The easiest toxins to test for are the heavy metals. Those are like aluminum, lead, mercury.
All right. Okay. What about fluoride? Because that's not a heavy metal, but are you concerned about fluoride levels?
Fluoride we can get in a, that is a really important question, and it's not, we don't typically test for it. I do have my patients who have chronic fatigue, I do make sure that they're not getting fluoride in their medications, diet, toothpaste, water, and so we do make sure and take them off of it. And it does show up in a toxic elements test, it does show up as one of the other elements that we can look for. So we do see if it's high, at least in a urine toxicology.
Okay, do they actually fluoridate the water in your area?
Yes, they do.
Okay, so basically, but then you're looking for aluminum, you're looking for mercury, you're looking for the other heavy metals, lead, and...
Correct.
Okay, go ahead.
And then in some people, we might also look for food allergies or sensitivities. For somebody with, say, a wheat allergy, that's something that could cause chronic symptoms that would look much like chronic fatigue or certainly contribute to it.
All right, fine. Well, assuming that you don't come up with anything, then what do you do? Or do you usually come up with at least something as you run this battery of tests?
I've never come up with nothing. So once we take a look at everything, we always find that there are certain deficiencies in usually deficiencies of some nutrients, especially vitamin D, CoQ10, sometimes amino acids are deficient. We usually find imbalances in the endocrine system, which I think isn't a major cause, but is a major contributing factor once it's there. And we can't, by the endocrine, again, I mean hormones, thyroid, adrenal glands, and we can't treat chronic fatigue without treating the immune system. So I rarely find, or actually I've never found nothing on testing. Once we see that, obviously we treat those deficiencies, those problems that we see, and that's where I start with patients, depending on how they're doing. So we're going to start with treating their deficiencies and imbalances that we see on their blood work and any signs of infection or toxicity.
Well, now, as far as infection is concerned, a lot of these chronic infections don't raise the white cell count or increase the sed rate, and yet they're really very, very real. So how do you treat chronic infection? And how prevalent is it among the chronic fatigue syndrome? In other words, these chronic mycoplasma infections, chronic chlamydia infections, chronic brucella infections, and the others we talk about.
I would say, just guessing from what I can recall off the top of my head, 60 to 70% of my patients probably have some concomitant infection associated with chronic fatigue.
All right, fine. So 60 to 70% of the patients have a chronic infection. Would that be the cause, or would that be the result of the immunodeficiency? Because it seems immunodeficiency, in other words, an alteration in the immune system, is an integral part of this, isn't it?
Oh, yes, absolutely. And so that is part, but whether it's part of the cause or whether it's a cause by the disease process itself, I can't say. I can say that as we're treating people, they start feeling better.
And I think that's what's so important. This is an empirical situation. You have to treat the patient. In other words, you make up your mind what you think is there, and then you treat them, and then, of course, you gauge their treatment by whether they're improving. Would that be a fair statement?
Absolutely.
All right, fine. Well, we're going to be back here in just a moment with Dr. Deanna Windham, who's with the Whitaker Clinic in Southern California, and we hope to have a Dr. Whitaker with us. We've had to schedule him in a couple of months, but we'll be back here in just a moment. Deanna, go right ahead. Now, basically, then, how would you treat the chronic infections? What would you do? I mean, first of all, I suppose, do you put people routinely on a vitamin mineral?
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Well, many men begin having prostate symptoms when they get to be 60 years of age, so Radio Liberty is offering a great product. It's called Prostate Support. It's put together by one of the country's leading health food manufacturers. It contains ingredients which have been proven to work. I know health experts who take the product, and I use it as well, and I think that really is very effective. In addition, we have a product for women during that difficult time of life. It's called Menopause Support. And lastly, we have a product for people who have chronic difficulty with their immune system and nothing else seems to work. It's called Immune Support. All are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. These products are compiled by a very reliable company. Give us a call, 1-800-544-8927.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Berkey water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Berkey water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
In these times of falling values, high unemployment, loss of income, and with hyperinflation on its way, we have created a one-ounce silver coin with a cross and the words of John 3:16 on one side and the American Eagle on the other. These coins are mural finished, 0.999 silver. Each of these beautiful coins will always have an earthly store of value plus the cross with John 3:16 as an eternal value. Go to www.john316coin.com and call 1-877-316-COIN while supplies last. Order these beautiful 1-ounce John 316 American Eagle coins today by going to john316coin.com and calling 1-877-316-COIN.
Yeah. you don't need vitamin D. And this is part of the government's effort to discourage use of vitamin D. So important for health and certainly to maintain the immune system and fight cancer and certainly maintain, the bone levels. And it affects every aspect, but specifically the immune response. Would that be a fair a statement to make?
Absolutely, it would.
And then, of course, she puts patients on CoQ10. She puts them on is it D-ribose or
B-ribose?
B-ribose.
Mm-hmm.
All right, fine. And then magnesium, because most people are deficient in magnesium, and this is a very, very important mineral. And certainly, I was pointing out that an awful lot of people, you get these athletes and they're out, and all of a sudden they're out exercising and they drop over dead, and they autopsy them, and there's nothing there. And, they just died. Well, of course, you don't just die with no findings, but you don't have any findings if you don't, if you go into cardiac irregularity because you're hypomagnesium. And so many people are deficient in magnesium. Would you, and they will get cardiac irregularity and sometimes even fibrillation, auricular fibrillation, ventricular fibrillation, and die because their magnesium level is down. Would that be a fair statement?
I believe so, yeah. I actually test magnesium levels on patients.
Good.
I don't need to, but when people see that it's low, then they're convinced, okay, I really do need to take that. So I actually do test it, and almost universally people are low in magnesium.
And I think that's so important. Okay, what other things would you start the patients on?
Generally speaking, L-carnitine, which is another amino acid, resveratrol, which is good for immune system support. And I really like to put people on a green food source.
Now, what is that?
It's something like that has a lot of spirulina in it.
Oh, a green food source.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because of the super nutrition, the trace minerals, the antioxidants, it's a really good immune support. And so these are kind of the basics.
Is that something like broccoli or what?
Broccoli's good as far as diet goes, but I mean like something. We have a product called Essential Greens.
Oh, Essential Green, okay.
Right, kale and broccoli and blue green algae and a lot of things that you're not going to get into your diet, and
okay.
Certainly not at those amounts on a regular basis.
All right, fine. So basically, is that sort of the place you start? Or at what point do you actually start antibiotics on patients?
If they have something that we think would be responsive to antibiotics, possibly Lyme is responsive to antibiotics, but even with that, it's really some specialists say a year to 3 year course of antibiotics for Lyme. So I don't start antibiotics very often at all. I usually start people on things that support their immune system. So that would be vitamin C. If they're here, IV vitamin C, which is absolutely the best for Lyme and other chronic infections. Things like colloidal silver, although not exactly, but things that are like colloidal silver. Vitamin D, I already mentioned. Depending on the type of infection that we're dealing with, there are a lot of things we can use, like garlic, oregacillin, powder arco. But there are a lot of supplements that support the immune system, help it fight off infection.
All right, fine.
I don't want to just give you a list of things.
All right, fine. Well, basically, would that be things like oil of oregano or oil of elderberry, things of that sort?
Correct.
All right, fine. So basically, these are old treatments that have been
mm-hmm.
around since long before ordinary medicine. They worked in the past, and they work today.
Yeah, absolutely.
And there are certain things that do help to boost the immune response. And this seems to be some sort of immune deficiency that lays you open to all sorts of chronic infections. Would that be a fair statement now? Because you treat these things. I'm just sort of an armchair philosopher here.
Your question was what about this?
These seem to be really an awful lot of them. You said 60 or 70% of them are chronic infections, or at least manifested. Some that would be fair.
Yes.
All right, fine. So basically, you start them on all these treatments, and hopefully, do they start getting better?
Absolutely, they do.
All right. And certainly, what percentage then do you put on antibiotics, or do you wait 3 to 6 months before you start that?
I would say less than 5%.
Okay, fine. We're going to be back here in just a moment with Dr. Deanna Windham, and we'll take your calls if you have a question here in just a moment.
While the storm clouds gather far across the sea, let us swear allegiance to a land that's free. Let us all be grateful.
This is Dr. Stan back here. I guess is Dr. Deanna Windham, and we're talking about the treatment of patients. Now, is there any place for LDN? This is
low dose some naltrexone. People, yeah.
Yes. Is there a place for that in the treatment of the patients?
Absolutely, there is. Low dose naltrexone is a medication that comes from a compounding pharmacy. It increases your brain's ability to make its own endorphins. So when you have better endorphin production, your endorphins are your feel-good hormones, so not only do you feel better, your endorphins control your immune system, so your immune system acts better and more appropriately, so it improves immune system function. So it's indicated for use in chronic fatigue, fibromyalgia. We use it in a lot of things where we want the immune system to work better. And we've been speaking about the immune system a lot and how to get it to improve. I also want to mention that everybody with chronic fatigue, almost without fail, has problems with sleep. And that's one of the main places where we have to start treatment as well. Because if people aren't sleeping well, which I can go into if you'd like, their immune systems aren't going to function well. Sometimes low-dose naltrexone can help with that.
All right, yes, I'd like you to go into that because I think it's very important. If you can't sleep, and what is this? Is this something wrong with the pineal gland, the melatonin levels? Why do so many people with this have difficulty sleeping, or do we know?
That's a complicated question. I'm going to try to simplify it a little bit. There are some main causes for lack of sleep. One predominant theory is that a lot of the electromagnetic radiation of the cell phone towers, the electricity, everything we're exposed to, gets our circadian rhythms off and decreases our ability to sleep. I'm obviously simplifying that. The lack of melatonin, as we age, that wouldn't usually be the case with younger people. A stressful or traumatic event or an accident with a head injury are things that can literally change the brain's patterns.
Hold that thought. We're going to be back here in just a moment here. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and Dr. Winter was simply, I asked her about LDN. Now, this is low-dose naltrexone. And this is a fascinating compound. I learned about it from an article Dr. Whitaker had written. But we find alternative care doctors using a great deal of it because it impacts the immune system. It certainly impacts the mind, the brain. It releases endorphins. It allows people to think better. Does that really clear up this fogginess that you talked about?
Unfortunately, no.
All right.
It's usually just not enough. It does help, but it's not enough to clear it up. And some people have benefits to greater and lesser extent, of course.
Well, is this something you'd ordinarily use, you'd occasionally use, or you'd often use in the treatment of this condition?
Often, I would say 80%, 90% of the time in people with chronic fatigue or fibromyalgia.
All right, fine. And that's Cynia. And then, of course, Dr. Winter was saying that one of the real problems with the patients is they can't sleep. And they said that you've got to be able to sleep to get your system balanced and get back functioning. And of course, as she mentioned, the one reason for it would be all the electromagnetic impulses. I mean, we're surrounded by electromagnetic impulses and cell phones and cell phone towers. And now they're installing the smart meters. And we're just loaded, these electromagnetic impulses being loaded upon loaded upon loaded. And do you have your smart meters in Southern California yet?
I'm not sure about that.
These are electric meters. They actually, here in Northern California, they're replacing the electric meter in the house and the meters on the gas, you know, see how much gas you're getting with the smart meters. And they're sending out constant radio signals. And I like to say these are smart meters for dumb people, because anybody who isn't concerned about what they're doing, because it's an effort to raise the cost of electricity, but I think some people have real problems with these. Other people seem to tolerate the electric impulses fairly readily. But do you see a lot of people, do you think, that really are having problems, or at least some people that have specific problems referable to all this radiation that surrounds us?
Absolutely. I have many cases of patients that moved into a house or apartment and next to a tower or with a lot of next to an electrical plant, and from that point on began having medical issues. And a few of them have actually moved and gotten better when they moved. Not only that, there's something called a grounding pad, which basically tries to eliminate that electrical cloud that we're in, the electrical frequency cloud that we're all in all the time. And when people sleep on these grounding pads, they sleep better. And we use something at our office that also deletes that kind of electromagnetic cloud that people are in and replaces it with a natural, healthy electromagnetic frequency, which is the same as the Earth's frequency. And people almost universally, I would say 97% of people sleep better with that.
That is amazing. Basically, is this a proprietary product?
It is. It's something that it's not proprietary to Whitaker Wellness. It's something called an Earth Pulse, which is a pulsing electromagnetic frequency around the 10 hertz range, which is the Earth's pulsing electromagnetic frequency. And that overrides all of the electromagnetic frequencies that we're surrounded with. Like I said, about 97% of people, once they start on that, they actually have improved sleep. I have one patient that was sleeping 2 hours at a time, and for years couldn't sleep more than that. And he's now, after 2 months, he's up to sleeping 6 hours a night.
Is there any place for magnetic therapy? There's some people who say that you're wearing magnetic bracelets or anklets or foot pads, or are you suddenly having a magnetic backpack? Is there any place for that in your practice, anything of that sort?
We do sometimes have people use magnetic, like say they have particularly knee pain. We might have them use like a magnetic knee brace. But magnetic, some of the more, certainly magnetic bracelets can be helpful. I've had some people with great benefit, and they're inexpensive to try. What I usually don't recommend is like expensive magnetic mattresses and things like that. Usually if I want somebody to do something like that, then I would have them use that other device that I was just telling you about. On a regular mattress, it's less expensive and more effective.
Well, is the Earth Pulse something you put on your mattress?
Looks like a big hockey puck, and you put it underneath your mattress.
Uh-huh.
And you just turn it on when you go to bed.
Okay.
Yeah.
I never heard of that, but there's so many things out here that certainly that were not available when I practiced. And today, why most people sort of, you know, tell the doctor about it, he's going to raise his eyebrows. And, well, obviously, you know, what you need, you know, is a Ventia, something like that. I forgot what the medicine is, but, you know, it's got wings like a butterfly, and you go ahead and you use that, and everything's going to be fine, unless you begin, you know, have a psychotic breakdown from using these things that affect the mind. So basically, of course, we've covered a lot of things. We've covered LDN, and basically you say that the majority of your patients go on to this? Is this one of the things you put them on early on?
The low-dose now check zone?
Yes.
Yes, it is. That's one, from the first visit, I would start somebody on that usually.
All right, fine. And so in your practice, do most of the patients respond to that? In other words, do they feel better? And in what way do they feel better with the LDN? You say it doesn't affect the brain fog. What does it do? In other words, what do they tell you it does? Does it give them more energy or what?
I rarely do just one thing at a time on my patients. Chronic fatigue is a complicated illness. And so I have never taken a patient and done one thing and then one thing, because literally there are so many things going on with this that they need to be treated as a whole person. And, you know, that's the whole problem with Western medicine, is we say, okay, well, you've got this thing and I'm going to treat only this thing with this medicine. And chronic fatigue, we need to treat the whole person. So low-dose naltrexone is one aspect of that, in that as people are not sleeping well, if you're not sleeping for 7 to 8 hours a night, you're not getting enough deep, dreamless sleep. If you don't get that, a deep, dreamless sleep is when your body repairs, regenerates, recovers. If you don't get deep sleep at night, you'll start to have pain. You'll start to have chronic fatigue. You'll start to have disease processes. Your immune system won't work as well. So low-dose naltrexone is one way to start to repair that. So people will start to sleep better, they'll start to feel better overall, but it's not a cure-all for chronic fatigue, because people still have the imbalances in endocrine or nutritional deficiencies. They still have chronic infections that need to be treated. They still have sometimes wasting of muscles or other illnesses like irritable bowel syndrome that need to be treated as well. And so we need to treat all of those together. I would say that low-dose naltrexone does help with brain function. It does help with sleep. It does help with pain. But it's not a cure-all for those things. It does help with all of them.
All right, fine. And now, do you ever treat anybody with a Gulf War syndrome, which is very, very similar to a chronic fatigue? Or do you have any thoughts on that at all?
Absolutely. I have treated some patients with Gulf War syndrome, and there are several. I don't know all the prevailing theories on them. I do know some of them, which have to do with toxic exposure and blunt head trauma that didn't result in loss of consciousness or the head being cracked open or anything like that, or a bleed in the brain, but blunt head trauma from the force of a blast or something like that. And these men and women often respond very well to hyperbaric oxygen therapy, supplementation, and many of the things that we're talking about here. Improve their sleep, something called neurofeedback, which decreases the trauma of the incidents that they went through when they were there.
All right, fine. Well, do you see a lot of patients with a chronic fatigue? Because certainly most doctors really don't have much to offer, you know, a patient with chronic fatigue. What part of your practice would you say would be the chronic fatigue Lyme disease portion?
I would say about 10 to 20%. It's relatively high for the amount that most doctors see. The reason that we see so much is because of the type of practice that we have. So people come to us, like I said, when doctors haven't given them a good choice, or, you know, when they're being told that there's nothing that can be done, or there are no good options, or, okay, so you're in pain, I'm going to give you a pain pill. So you're not sleeping, I give you a sleeping pill. So your energy's low, I give you a pill to pick your energy up during the day. And, you know, a lot of people don't think that that's the way to manage that, and they end up coming to us for answers.
All right. Well, what about if people are from other areas? What do they do? I mean, can they come, get a consultation, get a treatment, but do they have to come back, you know, from maybe across the country for successive treatments, or what can you outline a regime for them? Oh, how would you handle somebody who didn't, say, live in your area?
So what we often do is we ask people to come out to see us. We have people come and see us for anywhere from 1 to 3 weeks. 1 week is enough to start testing, to get all the significant tests that they need to get them started on some therapies. If possible, we'll try to refer them for continuing therapies at home. Oftentimes, people just don't have access to those things. Finding any integrative doctor or holistic doctor is going to be better than going to your, you know, typical primary care physician, just because they're looking for more things. So even if they don't know everything that needs to be assessed and treated in chronic fatigue, they'll usually do a better job than the traditional Western approach.
Well, now, basically, how often are you using the IV vitamin C? It's an old treatment, but certainly I know it's very beneficial for many people. But how often, certainly, would you use IV vitamin C? Or would you do this, usually with people as part of the overall treatment?
In Lyme, if somebody has associated Lyme, 100% of the time, IV vitamin C and hyperbaric oxygen is one of the best ways to help. Combination of things to help get rid of Lyme. In people with chronic fatigue that don't appear to have any Lyme association, then in them we use it. Sometimes I'll give them 1 to 3 treatments of IV vitamin C with other nutrients just to get their nutrient supply up in their body before we start them on supplements or as we're starting them on other supplements. And people tell me that that helps a lot with their energy levels, with their pain, with their brain fog. We always add magnesium to our IVs as well. So those and the trace minerals, so that really helps people just as far as how they're feeling, and it gives them a really boost right now as opposed to, you're going to feel better in a few weeks.
All right, fine. And of course, when you nutrients, you're talking about vitamins, B vitamins, things of that sort?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the B-complex, methyl B12, which is a special type of B12 that's used better by your brain and your detoxification pathways, and the trace minerals, there are 88 of them. Magnesium's a mineral, that's one mineral, so we put extra magnesium in because that really helps with brain function, energy, and pain.
All right, and then you just give orally the CoQ10.
Right, the CoQ10, the D-ribose, anything else we think they need is oral.
All right, fine. Well, basically, of course, the sleep is such an important thing, and certainly the LDN, certainly the combination. Have we covered most of the things that you do?
I've mentioned neurofeedback a little bit, and I don't know if you want to know more about that. Acupuncture is another thing that we often use, and that's something that can be found anywhere in the country. You don't always know if you're getting a good acupuncturist, but acupuncture and traditional Chinese medicine approach is often much more helpful in chronic fatigue syndrome. And I do want to mention one thing about chronic fatigue and fibromyalgia.
Mm-hmm.
Fibromyalgia specifically in Japan is not referred to as fibromyalgia. It's referred to as electromagnetic field deficiency. So that is a very descriptive term for this disease process. What Japanese researchers have found is that what we all know is that all human bodies, each cell has an electrical signature. That's how we can measure an EKG. We're looking at the electrical signal from the heart. Well, all tissues have an electrical signature. In fibromyalgia and chronic fatigue, that electrical signature is much lower than in normal cells. So when we get that electrical signature up to normal, the body starts feeling better in all the ways that people are sick in chronic fatigue. So part of that is that earth pulse I was talking to you about. Part of that is acupuncture. Part of that is replacing the nutrients, which does help with the electrical field. And part of that is the neurofeedback, which I've mentioned.
What is the neurofeedback? How does that work?
Neurofeedback is a type of biofeedback, but it's for the brain. So neurofeedback has been in use since the 1960s. And what it does is we take an EEG, which is kind of like an EKG is for the heart, an EEG is looking at the electrical rhythm of the brain. So we can see the brain's patterns, electrical patterns. In chronic fatigue and fibromyalgia, many of those brain's patterns also are lower than normal. So in neurofeedback, you have these little monitors hooked up to your head, same way you have monitors hooked up to your chest if we're measuring an EKG. Those monitors are feeding information into a computer, and you can see your brain waves come up. The feedback comes from these glasses that you're wearing that have lights flashing at a certain frequency to stimulate your brain to take that frequency on and to start functioning at that correct frequency, and a computer program that's playing, feeding in and out. And that gives your brain the information to start improving and optimizing its function. NASA uses it.
Well, that's fascinating information, and certainly not traditional at all, but in fact, I was the only orthopedist I know who took training in acupuncture. I got so good at it, I had to give it up because I wanted to be an orthopedist, but I was fascinated how many people I could help, and I traveled all over the world to learn about it. It does work, but
absolutely.
You have to have somebody who knows and understands it, and there's certain, a lot of people talk about these things. Well, anyway, our guest has been Deanna Wyndham. Barbara was on the line. If she'd like to call in again, well, we'll get her during the break here, and then we'll be back in just a moment. Well, we have 3 minutes. Would you have a parting thoughts? We have 3 minutes for you to wrap up what you'd like to tell us about this.
So I would like for people to know that if you have chronic fatigue, there is a...
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-dry guy, the best you can buy.
Where are my car keys? What did I come in this room for? Where did I put that?
A common condition called age-related memory loss is robbing millions of people of their ability to remember and think clearly. And Alzheimer's and Parkinson's are occurring at younger ages, even early 20s and 30s. And there's much evidence that brain inflammation may be the cause. Brain inflammation may also cause depression and insomnia. But there's great news. Studies show by taking special, powerful nutrients, brain inflammation and its damaging effects may be greatly reduced. And that's why neurosurgeon Dr. Russell Blaylock created his brain repair formula to reduce brain inflammation and maintain a healthy brain. So, for a free book on brain health or information on Dr. Blaylock's special brain repair formula, call 1-800-SPECIAL or visit 1-800-SPECIAL.
The Internet, our number is 949-851-1550. And you can just tell them you would like to speak to somebody and that you're not a patient yet.
I can tell that you haven't done a lot of radio. You always have to give the number twice because people never get it the first time. One more time, the telephone number, please.
Thank you. That's 949-851-1550.
Thank you so very much for being with us. God bless you. Good night, and thanks so much. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Okay,
good night.
Fine. Well, ladies and gentlemen, you heard a tremendous amount of information tonight going along with a lot of things we talk about health. Certainly, CoQ10, it's important, is vitamin D3, magnesium, and then all the other things. And if you'd like to get a copy of this program, you can, but it will be posted on our Internet site. I shouldn't tell you that, but it will be archived. And if you'd like to get it from there, and you're welcome to pull it down. We want this information out. We want you to know that there is a lot that can be done, and so we hope that you'll either get the tape or get the CD or go to our website, RadioLiberty.com, and pull it down and record it and circulate it far and wide. We actually have an excellent book. It's not on chronic fatigue. It's just on general health, written by our good friend, Dr. Russell Blaylock. Health and Nutrition Secrets That Can Save Your Life. Health and Nutrition Secrets That Can Save Your Life. We also, of course, suggest Dr. Blaylock's book, Natural Strategies for Cancer Patients. Natural Strategies for Cancer Patients. And then, of course, the third book, Excitotoxins, the Taste That Kills, going into the fact that they're poisoning you and your children with aspartame and NutraSweet, and specifically targeted the little helpless children by putting this deadly poison in, and it is an addictive poison. It's carcinogenic, it produces pathological obesity, you hear all the obesity epidemic, they know what's causing it. They just don't want you to know what's causing it. It produces brain tumors, produces cancers, disrupts the endocrine system. And that's just a few of the things that aspartame does. But certainly if you want to get our 4-tape set on aspartame, we have that. We think it's vitally important you have the information. Basically, we have a great new DVD. It's on cancer cures. And basically, there are lots of cancer cures. All have been suppressed, and everything has been done to keep people from getting adequate treatment for cancer. And you say, why would anybody want to do that? Well, very simply, there are too many people in the world, and they want to eliminate large numbers of them. And if you want to get into the background, we have a DVD called The New Order of the Barbarians, and basically you'll hear Dr. Dedigan, who in 1969 heard Dr. Richard Day, former medical director of Planned Parenthood, talking about how there are too many people in the world, overpopulation. Well, they're going to have to die of something. They might as well die of cancer. We have treatments for cancer. 1969, we got them locked up. And Dr. Dunnigan eventually put out the information. He knew that if he came forward with the information, he would never be allowed to practice medicine. And so he waited until he was somewhat older and gave a series of interviews. And, of course, he's no longer with us. We do have recorded on DVD, pardon me, on CD or a tape, his story of the New Order of the Barbarians. We do have it recorded. We have a transcript of it. You need to get that. You need to We have the book, The Brzezinski Breakthrough, about the treatment for Dr. Brzezinski. And what was his reward? The government spent millions of dollars trying to send him to prison for 300 years because he had an effective cancer treatment for people, of course, who had been written off by traditional medicine. And if we have a 4-tape set, we'll talk to the father. Here, father, he was a colonel, Special Forces colonel. And, of course, they killed his son. The FDA threatened to put Dr. Brzezinski in prison if he dared to treat little Tommy Navarro. You'll hear Colonel Navarro's story. That's our number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Get the information. And then pray. Pray for America. Let us swear allegiance. Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at and that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They're my views. And for the next half hour, they're going to be the views of the freeze-dry guy, and then we're going to do open lines. But the freeze-dry guy deals with, of all things, the freeze-dry food. How are you, freeze-dry guy?
Hi, Dr. Stan. Doing well. Thank you.
Well, now, my wife had brought in a brochure that we're sending out on dehydrated eggs. Basically, are these new ones, or are these some of those that older supply that you had?
No. This is product we've had packed up, the older ones. In fact, you got some of the Army run a few years back, if I recall, I think, a case.
But right.
This is a it's a similar product, but it's a very fine product. It's perfect for baking or for scrambling, any way you'd use eggs. But no, this is our own run, and it's a very current product.
Well, now, do you produce this, or is this produced by the company that produces most of your freeze-drying?
No, sir. I have this packed ourselves. We picked the spec, we ran a clean room, and we packed up the items we want to do, and that being one of them.
All right, fine. And so basically, of course, scrambled eggs. Well, you want to talk a little bit about why people would want to buy a case of scrambled eggs, freeze-dry scrambled eggs?
Well, again, now this is a dehydrated product, but not to be confused with the old dehydrated eggs of World War II and Korea and even early part of Vietnam. It's a very fine product. Again, we have it packed in number 10 cans for long-term storage. Any way you would want to use an egg, in baking, like I say, or just to scramble them up, they're quite good. And some guys, especially old sailors who've had a lot of the old green eggs, as they called them, for very good reason, they'll remember how horrid those things could be. These are very good. And I sold a lot of them in the past, and then again, we decided to do our own, and the price, I feel is very good on it.
All right, fine. So basically, you're offering a special on these. You can get one case, two cases, or three cases, and we'll get the telephone number out there. And I think people really should make preparations. I say this not because a freeze-dry guy does help Radio Liberty, but because there's certainly a story that was told to me by Janet Napolitano. She didn't tell me, but apparently she was a good friend of a woman who was very good friends with Lindsay Williams. And within the last 3 months, this woman was in Washington, D.C. Now, Lindsay's friend is a conservative Christian. Janet Napolitano is pretty far to the left and is a lesbian, but they're good friends. And I've had good friends, wonderful friends who are lesbians, and sometimes they're very warm and very, very, very great people. I mean, some of the nurses I worked with, some of my best friends were lesbians, and I say that with all honesty. But she had actually called this woman, Lindsay's friend, and said Janet Napolitano wanted to have lunch with her, and said, go home and lay in a supply of food and water and supplies. And the woman said, well, why? And Janet Napolitano said, I can't tell you why, just do it. You're my friend, and I want you to be prepared. So obviously some people, and I'm not saying this is a story, I've heard this very similar things from other people, something big is in the offing. And so make your preparations. Don't put it off. I talked to a very good friend over the weekend, and he said, oh, when I get around to it, I figure I'll know when to take action. I said, better be prepared now. Better be prepared 3 months, 6 months, a year, 2 years too early, then, of course, 1 week too late. So basically, there are a lot of people out there that are getting these products today. Freeze-dry guy?
Yes, Dr. Stan, this is unprecedented. I think I made the same comment last month even, but it's ramped up since then.
In other words, more and more people I know that businesses, we'll be back in a moment. You go right ahead.
Yes, a lot of things have happened here in the last month or so, almost two now. But Mountain House Company, who I've represented for 40 years, they've actually suspended shipment of food to 92% of their dealers. There's only a handful of us who are still can still place orders with them, and it's bogging down. Now, we still got a lot of food in our warehouse, but Mountain House is, actually what's happening is the demand is outstripping their ability to produce food. I would imagine they're still working, I guess, probably 7 days a week, but they can only run two shifts per day for their freeze dryers because they have because of the maintenance issues have to take place every day. But this is serious stuff. I've never seen it anywhere near this. And even I got a memo from them two, 3 days ago, or Friday it was, and even they are shocked. This thing is just getting worse by the day.
Well, basically, I mean, I have heard rumors that some agency, someone is buying up an awful lot of the food, and that's one reason why it's not readily available to all the dealers. Would that be a fair statement?
It probably is. You know, now when I talk to people who would know, and I don't pose these questions very often because I don't like to tread on that ground with them. But you know, I don't ask them, "Hey, is Uncle Sam buying the food at this moment?" because they can't answer. Uncle Sam doesn't have to be doing that. They can have a broker doing it. But the amounts of food that's going out the door is really something. We've been allocated. I'm allocated down to 1,032 cases a month from Mountain House now. It's only about 25% of what I need. So we're drawing more from our warehouse, and I wanted to keep the warehouse plussed up, but we haven't been able to get ahead. We do have a lot of food, and people who want to place an order should call us directly on our 866 number. And, you know, before you place your order, find out what we've got. We're burning through meat just unbelievably fast. In fact, we've got six pallets coming in tomorrow, a paltry six pallets. I hope there's a bunch of meat on it because this is, like I say, this is something else. You're probably aware of the 140 million individual meals apparently FEMA's asking for. And they're looking around, or they're getting, you know, the bids out and everything, as I understand. Now, I did not go to their link, but this has been all over the web, and the first day I got it, there was a link right to their site. But this information is popping up from awfully good sources, and pretty much everybody, you know, has probably seen that. You can even Google it and find it. We know for a fact food prices in the country, I don't mean with us necessarily, but food prices in the country are going up this year, probably dramatically.
Hold that thought here. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and Freeze Dry Guy is saying what he didn't say last month when we talked to him. He did not push this idea at all, but he today said what I know from other sources, and that is, of course, that somebody is buying up large amounts of food. Apparently, FEMA is buying up a tremendous amounts of food. Right now, I mean, why at this time, after Janet Napolitano had told one of her friends, who's a friend of Lindsay Williams, that start laying in food for you and your family, have a six-month supply on hand and get it, and do not wait, go home and do it immediately. This was about 2 months ago that this conversation took place. So, in fact, I checked it. It was on the 1st of November that Lindsay came on my program and told that story. So I've been going back to see when Lindsay told me. I remember what he told me, but I can't remember the dates. So that was certainly the 1st of November when he told this story. And here we are a little over two and a half, almost 3 months later. And we see one of the major reasons for the revolt in the Middle East was the food prices. Food prices are going up and going up dramatically. And a lot of the people are out in the streets demanding sugar and the salt and the other necessities of life, because in other countries, the price of food has been skyrocketing. And, of course, we know that there are going to be shortages in all probability throughout the world. The price of wheat has gone up 80%. The price of soybeans went up 94%. The price of rice went up about 50%. This is soybeans went up 50%. I don't know how much rice has gone up, but this is not imaginary. And my job, remember, I don't get paid for what I do. What we want to do is get people aware of the fact that there is a very real problem. Freeze-dry guy, why don't you get out your telephone number and your website? People know how to get hold of you because you have plenty of food now, although they've cut back dramatically on your allocations, and they're draining, as so many people are buying food now, that they're draining your supplies. How can people get in touch with you?
Okay, Dr. Stan. Again, company name, of course, is Freeze-Dry Guy. Our website is www.freezedryguy.com. Our 866 number is 866-404-3663. I say again, 866-404-3663. My direct line is 530-798-4413. Again, 530-798-4413. I'll be at the office by 7:30, 8 o'clock tomorrow, if you want to call me directly. But my guys are all very qualified, and they're very helpful, and they take all the time necessary for people. What else? If you want to email us, it's info@freezedryguy.com. And our physical address, or our post office box, is P.O. Box 1476, Grass Valley, California, 95945.
What should people be laying in?
You know, grab anything you can, but pick the items that are, in my opinion, the most crucial, and the items that disappear the first. And typically, those are your animal protein items. But again, I must say, the meats are just flying out the door. You know, we have semis. I hope I'm not repeating myself, but we have semis come in essentially every week. We still, as I said, got a lot of food, but the meats are coming in short supply, and the food is going out the door faster than we can get it in. It's not a money issue. It's the availability of the food. Now, on our eggs, that, again, is a very good animal protein item. I'd grab a bunch of that because we are fortunate to have plenty, but it's going to disappear fairly quickly, too, I think. These are the times I believe we've been talking about all along, and so I just hope and pray that we've got more time. But this is getting very frustrating.
Well, we see the whole of the Middle East erupting. I mean, here you're looking at Lebanon. Suddenly, their government has been overthrown. Algeria has had their riots, and the question whether that government will survive. Syria has recently announced that they are going to have to modify and begin relaxing their dictatorship there. Tunisia, government has already fallen. Yemen, there are massive riots there, and it very looks like that government is going to fall. And then, of course, we have Egypt, and Mubarak has announced that he's going to not run for re-election. But, of course, will they overthrow the government before then? And then, of course, Somalia is having real problems as well. So these are not imaginary things. These are very, very real, and people must realize that the world revolution we've been talking to people about for a long period of time is taking place. We're talking about seven countries in the Near East and the Middle East that are in the process of simply being replaced. Seven governments are going to be replaced. We've never seen anything this dramatic, well, since the First World War, when they destroyed the Russian Empire, the German Empire, the Turkish Empire, and the Hungarian Empire. And the world changed. In fact, in many respects, this may be much more dramatic than that, because Turkey, of course, has moved from the Western camp into the radical Islamic camp. A freeze-dry guy, as you have talked to people across the country, what should people get? You say, well, get whatever you can, but certainly you mentioned the importance of getting freeze-dry eggs, things like that. What about fruits and vegetables? What about rice? What about wheat? What about beans, things like that? Do you have those things as well?
We do. We have all of the staples. Again, I've always pretty much specialized in animal proteins, but all of the staples, we have a lot of beans we've had packed. Again, everything I have packed is less than 2% oxygen. It's the best standard there is in the industry for long-term storage. And again, my guys will guide them through that. Especially people with especially limited resources, ask about our ABC soup, which I, you know, you're familiar with that, I believe. We really mislabeled it. It should have been called ABC stew. It's a wonderful product. It's
now, do you do this yourself, or is that the Mountain House product?
No, sir, it's not Mountain House. We have it specifically canned, as per my spec. It's a wonderful product. If I had to take one can or one case to live as long as I could over everything else, that would be it. And like I said, it's more of a stew. It's typically split peas, barley, lentils, rice, and ABC noodles. It's very wholesome, very hearty, and it makes a huge amount. The only thing I don't like about it is it's so doggone heavy, the shipping weight kills us, but we pay the shipping on it. It makes a bunch. And I specifically had pallets and pallets of it canned up for when these times come.
Well, now, is this in a beef broth, or what is the base of the soup?
No, there's no base put with it at all, but there are those ingredients I just mentioned. Some people will sprinkle in a little bit of freeze-dried meat or other protein, but even without it, it's very nourishing. I personally, and I probably shouldn't, I hate to say this, but I'll sprinkle on some seasoned salt. I probably shouldn't be using it, but it adds a little flavor to it.
You need salt. I mean, all this talk about, oh, salt's terrible, salt's odd. Oh, listen, you can't live without salt, and it's very important. Our telephone number is here if you'd like to call the studio, is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. If you have a question for the freeze-dry guy, he's on the front lines of this battle. And believe me, ladies and gentlemen, there really is a battle taking place out there today. And you must understand what this is really all about. Now, somebody called in, wants to know about MSG. Do you use MSG for flavoring, for flavor enhancement?
No, we do not. It was used quite a bit by many companies a few years ago. And it's also apparently a preservative. But if you're getting the oxygen out, as you should, MSG is really a non-issue. And most companies have scaled back the use of it or curtailed it totally. We do not use it at all.
I'm glad you don't, because I think it's very unhealthy. That glutamate there, Chris, is an excitotoxin. It's really neurotoxic. So people should not be taking MSG. Anything with MSG or aspartame in it, and so many of the products do have it. And so I know that Mountain House specifically doesn't have that, and I'm glad to know that in the products that you are actually producing. Now, are you, of the dehydrated food, are you packing that in nitrogen? How are you getting the oxygen out?
We're using oxygen absorbers, and they do work quite well, actually. I used to berate them years back, but they've really got them perfected. They do a nice job.
All right, fine. And so basically, Chris, if they were going to buy wheat or rice, would they buy it by the pail? Would they buy it by the can or what?
Well, we sell by the case. We pretty well have to be able to pay the shipping and all that. Pails we don't do too much with. We started using some again. We call the grab-and-go bucket. And if people ask, you know, inquire about that product, it's a combination freeze-dried dehydrated food in a pouch. And they're quite good. They're very long-term storing. And they're each pail has 2 weeks' worth of food. And they're a nice square bucket. They're very strong. And that's we're very pleased with that. So that's another product you might ask about.
And you actually put that up yourself then?
We're having that done up for us.
Okay, but because you know they have them at Costco, but the trouble is, if you look at the label, and ladies and gentlemen, never read anything, buy anything without reading the label, and they all want MSG and aspartame, and these things are really, they're poisons, and they should never have been allowed into the food chain, but they are. So apparently, then your products will not have that, and this is what a two week supply of food for one person, or for how many?
For one person, we have them in a standard bucket and in the hardy bucket for people who are really, really working hard. And they've been very popular and very well received, and the taste levels are extremely good.
All right, one more time. Let's get the telephone number out and then the website.
Yes, sir. The phone number is 866-404-3663. And my direct line, I'm going to wait till that. Tones down. Okay.
No, go right ahead.
Our direct line is 530-798-4413.
And the website?
The website is freezedryguy.com.
All right, fine. We'll be back here in just a moment. Give us a call if you have a question. 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Okay, well, we've got a few minutes.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Well, many men begin having prostate symptoms when they get to be 60 years of age, so Radio Liberty is offering a great product. It's called Prostate Support. It's put together by one of the country's leading health food manufacturers. It contains ingredients which have been proven to work. I know health experts who take the product, and I use it as well, and I think that really is very effective. In addition, we have a product for women during that difficult time of life. It's called Menopause Support. And lastly, we have a product for people who have chronic difficulty with their immune system and nothing else seems to work. It's called Immune Support. All are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. These products are compiled by a very reliable company. Give us a call, 1-800-544-8927.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Verkey water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Verkey water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
In these times of falling values, high unemployment, loss of income, and with hyperinflation on its way, we have created a one-ounce silver coin with a cross and the words of John 3:16 on one side and the American Eagle on the other. These coins are mural finished, 0.999 silver. Each of these beautiful coins will always have an earthly store of value plus the cross with John 3:16 as an eternal value. Go to www.john316coin.com and call 1-877-316-COIN while supplies last. Order these beautiful 1-ounce John 316 American Eagle coins today by going to john316coin.com and calling 1-877-316-COIN.
We talked a month ago. I mean, I wanted to actually really see if this was just unique to Mountain House Food, which, of course, Freeze Dry Guy is one of the major distributors for the company. But it's not simply limited to Freeze Dry Guy. Other major food distributors are having difficulty getting supplies. Somebody, and I was told, somebody is buying up massive supplies of food. Nobody will say who it is, but we do know that that Janet DiPolitano had told a close friend of hers just 3 months ago, go home, starts supplying, storing food and water. And the woman said, why? And she said, I can't tell you why. Just do it. You're my friend. I'm concerned about you. And I think, Chris, fortunately, we got the story. We put it out at that time. And I hope that you got a good response from that story. Well, anyway, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295 if you have a question for the freeze-dry guy. But he's on the front lines of this battle, supplying food. He's been doing it for how long, 40 years?
40 years last August 10th.
Oh, boy, that's a long time to be in this business. But certainly, I know that you're one of the leading distributors here in this country, and you ship all over the United States. And of course, the price of shipping includes, pardon me, the cost of the good includes the price of shipping?
Yes, it does. We do not charge extra for that at all. We absorb it through our standard pricing.
All right, because that helps, because they sometimes put that, you buy it at one price, and then by the time they get through, certainly with that, and then, of course, here in California, if we buy things from other areas, we have to pay the state the sales tax, at least we're told we have to, and since we are like Caesar's wife, why we do pay our state sales tax on things we get from other states. I'm sure a lot of people don't, but I do. Because, of course, there are people looking over our shoulder all the time. Not happy about it, but it's important that you get the products, you start laying in the supplies and have adequate supplies of the things that you would enjoy eating. And certainly far better to get them now rather than decide you're going to do something, one day too late. Because I think that we know that so much of the unrest in the Middle East and the Near East is related to food and food products. This is not being stressed. But if you read between the lines, you read multiple articles, you'll find that seems to be a large part of what this is all about. The rising food prices in the Arab countries. Have you heard that?
Yes, we have. Yes, absolutely. It's escalating everywhere. One thing I'd like to come back to, if I could, too, Dr. Stan, regarding Mountain House again, 40 years. I know this guy as well. They are the premium freeze-drying company in the world. Everything's done over here. They do have 6 different plants around the world. But, the standard, they meet our standards constantly. And as you probably know, there's a fair amount of, freeze-dried food that comes in from overseas, China specifically. We will have nothing to do with this. We don't sell it. We don't try it. We don't anything. But so this is, U.S. manufactured product. But as big as they are, and again, the biggest in the world, they cannot keep up with what's happening. This is scary stuff, It only dovetails in with everything else, but, they taught me many years ago as a combat engineer in the Army, you cut off, remember the castles in the old days? They circled them, You run them out of water for 3 or 4 days, you run them out of food in 3 or 4 weeks, and you own them. And our food and water, they're both becoming items that are going to get harder to come by. And, of course, the water's a different issue for a different night, perhaps, but this is serious stuff. And so, your friend, the guy you mentioned that says he'll know when to do it, I would tell him, hogwash, whatever he's going to do, he better do it yesterday.
I told him that. So I said that I told him the stories I told you, and he said he was going to move immediately. So I think I convinced him, and you may already have heard from him. All right, fine. Well, of course, I guess this is the freeze-dry guy. One more time, your telephone number, then we'll, of course, let you go.
Okay, Dr. Stan. Yes, it's 866-404-3663.
And you always repeat it. You always repeat the telephone number.
You bet. I say again, 866-404-3663.
All right, fine. And once again, the website.
It is www.freezedryguy.com.
Okay. We'll let you go. Thanks very much. And for our listeners out there, Freeze Dry Guy does help keep Radio Liberty on the air, but we appreciate what he does, and he's got good products. And you go to our website. Actually, we have a link to his website there, a banner on our homepage. Good night. God bless.
Good night.
While the storm clouds gather all across the beside her and guide her through the night with a light from above. From the mountain, through the prairie, through the ocean, white with gold. God bless America, my heart beat for. God bless America, land that I love. Stand beside her and guide her through the night with a light from above. From the mountain to the prairie to the ocean.
Bye, Daddy.
Bye, Daddy. Don't be late.
No.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, and of course, it's going to be open lines for this next half hour. So if you have a question or comment, something like you'd like to talk about, give us a call. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-Liberty, 1-888-24-Liberty, or 464-8295. But how do you really understand what's going on in the world today? And, this is what we try to do here at Radio Liberty, explain to you that there's a world revolution. The goal of the secret societies, and there are secret societies, and they dominate what's going on today. I support my government. I love America. But there is an invisible government that is controlled by the secret societies that controls what goes on. And certainly Barack Obama runs for president, promises change, and then he continues the policies laid out by the Bush administration. George Bush gave us the biggest deficits we'd ever had. And then Barack Obama came along and gave us even bigger deficits. George Bush got us into a war in Afghanistan, and Barack Obama promised to get us out. And he is keeping our troops there. He promised to get us out of Iraq. Well, he got the combat troops out. He just left 50,000 heavily armed troops in Iraq. But they're not for combat. They're just heavily armed troops. Ladies and gentlemen, they're lying to us. They're lying about everything. Barack Obama said that he's going to put in the health care bill, that there will be no two taxes, all sorts of taxes on that. He said there are no death panels in the bill. Well, that is right. The death panels were in the stimulus bill. But you must understand that both George W. Bush and Barack Obama are under the control of these wicked people. Now, Barack Obama we read the writings of the Luciferians, specifically a woman named Corrine McLaughlin, associated with the Lucis Trust, and this whole New Age movement, the alternative spirituality. And basically, we have her essays where she talks about how people, from her point of spiritual view, had been praying for years that Barack Obama would be the next president of the United States. Ladies and gentlemen, who had ever even heard of Barack Obama until he started running for president? But they'd been praying for him for years. And, of course, I think maybe a lot of people within the so-called establishment wanted John McCain. But, of course, the occultist wanted Barack Obama. Why do you think Barack Obama, for instance, called off the Christian Day of Prayer in America, but honored the Muslim Day of Prayer and even entered into prayer with him? Why do you think that Barack Obama, at his inauguration, asked Rick Warren to come to have the inaugural prayer, and Rick Warren plays in the name of Isa, and not that's Jesus, the Muslim Jesus, who's not the Jesus of the Bible? Why do you think when Barack Obama spoke, I think it was at Notre Dame University, he demanded that the cross be covered up? So it's a need nobody would see this when he was speaking. Why do you think Barack Obama bent over almost 90 degrees, of course, when he visited the King of Saudi Arabia? The American president doesn't bow to a foreign dignitary, but Barack Obama bent over 90 degrees. And if you doubt that, go to our website, radioliberty.com. We have a section there on videos on the web, and you'll see the YouTube, several YouTubes of Barack Obama almost bending 90 degrees, showing his humility and subservience to the King of Saudi Arabia, who's a ruthless, feudalistic tyrant who, of course, tolerates slavery and rape and all sorts of terrible, terrible things in his kingdom. But you see there the keepers of the Hajj, of the black rock at Mecca, that, of course, is a divine shrine for Muslims throughout the world. And that's why Barack Hussein Obama, who, if you actually go to our website, you'll actually hear Barack Obama being interviewed. And he talks about, well, it was fortunately during the campaign, John McCain didn't criticize my Muslim faith. And the man who's interviewing, he said, "You mean your Christian faith?" Oh, yes, my Christian faith. Well, why would he even expect John McCain to criticize his Christian faith? It was obviously just sort of came out normally. Understand, ladies and gentlemen, nothing going on is accurate, because, of course, the God of the Muslim God is not the God of the Bible. It's an entirely different God. It's the moon God. And there are two major religions in the world. Basically the Judeo-Christian religion, and I include Jews there, even though that they don't worship the Messiah. They worship, of course, the God of the Old Testament and the New Testament. It's the same God. And then all the other gods together, because they are all founded in the occult, and they are all Luciferian. Well, basically, of course, what's going on today and what are you seeing in the Middle East? You are seeing the world revolution being carried out. And this revolution has been carried out for many, many years. In fact, we carry a book called The Secret Destiny of America. It was written by Manly P. Hall, the leading Satanist of the last century. When he died, by the Free Masonic magazine, called The New Age, the magazine of the Shriners, declared that Manly P. Hall was the leading Masonic philosopher of all time. The leading Masonic philosopher, and this book is written by Manly P. Hall. And The Secret Destiny of America, he will tell you that for 3,000 years, the secret society has been working to bring about an association of democratic societies. And all we hear about is democracy, democracy, democracy. America isn't a democracy. Our founding fathers didn't want a democracy. And if you haven't read our little pamphlet on we are a republic, you need to get it. You need to memorize the statements. It's Plato saying democracy degenerates into despotism. And the reason, of course, it does, because people vote for the man who promises to give them the most. That's why our founding fathers created a republic. And why, of course, if you can read the Constitution and the Declaration of Independence and the Bill of Rights and the constitutions of all 50 states, never once do they mention the word democracy. They all are a republic. And, of course, if you read the Federalist Papers, they will tell you we did not want a democracy. In the 10th of Federalist Papers, James Madison wrote, "Democracies are air spectacles of turbulence and contention, are air incompatible with the personal security and the right of private property, and are usually as short in their lives as they are violent in their deaths." They are usually as short in their lives as they are violent in their deaths. And this is why we're seeing increased tempo of violence here in America. That and the fact that they've destroyed the Christian foundation of this country. They systematically took God and prayer out of our schools and the Bible out of our schools and outlawed using the cross and criticized people. The media is totally controlled. They've ridiculed Christianity. They demean Christianity. Occasionally you'll see a book that really glorifies God, or a movie that glorifies God, but for the general public, very seldom. I would recommend a movie, The Book of Eli. If you haven't seen it, it's well worthwhile. The Book of Eli, I will not tell you what it's about, but it's a little violent, but it's an excellent film. It has a wonderful Christian message. The Book of Eli, we certainly recommend. I think Denzel Washington plays the part of Eli. And it's one of those sort of O. Henry endings where, of course, you never, never suspected. Well, basically, of course, Mandy P. Hall, in his book, we carried, incidentally, The Secret Destiny of America, Secret Destiny, I think, of the United States. He talks about how these secret societies for 3,000 years have been working to bring about this world government. Certainly when George Bush gave his first inaugural speech, he had a very interesting statement there. And he talked about after the Declaration of Independence was signed, Virginia statesman John Page wrote to Thomas Jefferson, "We know the race is not to the swift, nor the battle to the strong. Do you not think that an angel rides in the whirlwind and directs this storm? Much time has passed since Jefferson arrived for his inauguration. The years and changes accumulate, but the themes of that day, he would know. Our nation's grand story of courage and its simple dream of dignity." Well, what's this about an angel riding in the whirlwind? And then if you read the rest of the inaugural address, by George Bush actually finishes off his speech, his first inaugural speech, with this words, "This work continues, the story goes on. And an angel still rides in the whirlwind and directs this storm." Now, he used the phrase twice. What in the world is he talking about? Who is the angel who rides in the whirlwind and directs this storm? If you heard the second inaugural address, he talks really in so esoteric terms that he talks about, "Yet because we've acted as a great liberating tradition of this nation, tens of millions have achieved their freedom. And as hope kindles hope, millions more will find it. By our efforts, we have lit a fire as well, a fire in the minds of men. It warms those who feel its power. It burns those who fight its progress. And one day, this untamed fire of freedom will reach the darkest corners of our world." And ladies and gentlemen, this is what's happening today. Of course, this is not about freedom. It's about a world dictatorship. It's about destroying Christianity. If you go and read the second inaugural address, and basically we have it in our syllabus, of the Forbidden Secret. It's a talk. I hope you'll want to get it, the Forbidden Secret. And you'll get the syllabus, and you'll read this, and you'll understand. George W. Bush, was a member of a secret Luciferian society. Do you think it is simply coincidence that in 2004, the only two men in the entire nation who could be found fit to run for the presidency came from the same secret society? There's only 15 people inaugurated every year, but these are the people who run the world. John Kerry and George W. Bush, both members of the same secret society. John Kerry won the election. The election polls showed that. The polls that they take after the election. But John Kerry didn't challenge the fact that George Bush was given the election. Why? Because he was in on the scam. It's all a scam. You go to the polls, you vote every 4 years for the candidates of their choice, and they pick who wins. That's why they want the electronic voting machines, so they can rig the elections, but so you will believe why we elect our representatives. We do not. The elite does. And who are the elite? Well, they work through what I call the Brotherhood of Darkness. And they're behind what's going on over there. This whole revolution is contrived. In November, actually it was in mid-October, Mr. Ken Fromm, formerly the senior vice president of ARCO, told Lindsay Williams, he's retired, and he was facing death. He was seriously ill. He said, Lindsay, you know, there's going to be a major conflict in the Middle East. A major conflict in the Middle East in 4 to 6 weeks. The price of oil is going up. And by the end of 2012, the dollar will be dead. And you can go back. You can listen to those interviews we have with Lindsay. And I believe Lindsay is being very honest. And I believe Mr. Fromm, facing death, was being honest in what he said. Well, it wasn't 4 months. It was 3 months when Hillary Clinton, actually 2.5 months, when Hillary Clinton got up. There in Dubai about 2 weeks ago, told the Arabs, this was the 14th of January, told the Arab leaders, these men, that if they didn't change things, the whole of the Middle East was going to be lost. And the following day, of course, they had the revolution in Tunisia, and then, of course, overthrew the government there, and then it's been downhill ever since then. There are 7 Arab countries that are facing destruction. This is not happening by accident. And basically, of course, George Bush, in his second inaugural address, towards the end of that actually talks about the when our founders declared a new order of the ages, they were acting on an ancient hope that's meant to be fulfilled. This comes from the second inaugural address. Do you remember people commenting and saying, what do you mean when our founders declared a new order of the ages? And then he went on to say when our men fell row on row and received the defense of the Union, when our citizens marched in righteous indignation beneath the banner of freedom now, they were acting on an ancient hope that is meant to be fulfilled. That's what's known as esoteric writing. The first part of the sentence, the last part of the sentence is what it's all about. And they put a lot of verbiage in the middle so you won't be able to figure it because you have an inferior mind. You're not as smart as the elite. But they know how to interpret esoteric writing. When our founders declared a new order of the ages, they were acting on an ancient hope that is meant to be fulfilled. What are they talking about? What was George W. Bush talking about? He was talking about the new order of the ages. That is the hope. What is the new order of the ages? Go out to your search engine and type in new order of the ages, and what do you come up with? Novo Ordo Seclorum. It was inscribed on the back of the Great Seal of the United States in 1782. And Nova, the new secular order, the new social order. It's all about that. That's the major thrust of American foreign policy. They hid it on the back of the Great Seal because they didn't want anybody to see it. Why? Because, of course, people would have realized, of course, the occult overtones of that. And, of course, they would have been repulsed. And they would have tracked down the members of the secret societies that existed at that time. And tried them for subversion. Well, they're here. They are working today. And, of course, they're working at every level of our society. And, well, which secret society is it? And it's all of them. Secret, semi-secret. Oh, everybody knows the Council on Foreign Relations. They write about it all the time. Do they ever write about the fact that it was a front for the secret society that Cecil Rhodes created in 1891, you need to read Professor Quigley's book, Tragedy and Hope, A History of the World in Our Time. That's why that book is so important. And nobody will tell you the Council on Foreign Relations is a continuation of the organization Cecil Rhodes created. And he was inspired by his teacher at Oxford in 1871, a man named John Ruskin, who is at least, according to many of the facts that Dr. Cuddy's been able to localize, was indoctrinated with the ideas of the Illuminati, which was formed in 1776, which is why the Roman numerals beneath the pyramid on the back of the dollar bill, 1776, but a dual meaning. The Declaration of Independence, the founding of the Illuminati. Everything is dualism. America was founded by Christians, and by occultists. You need to see my the excellent DVD, The Secret Mystery of America's Beginning. You need to find out what's going on. You need to help us get the information out. And, of course, our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. If you want to call in but to get the items, 1-800-544-8927. We'll be back in a moment.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-Dry Guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Where are my car keys? What did I come in this room for? Where did I put that?
A common condition called age-related memory loss is robbing millions of people of their ability to remember and think clearly. And Alzheimer's and Parkinson's are occurring at younger ages, even early 20s and 30s. And there's much evidence that brain inflammation may be the cause. Brain inflammation may also cause depression and insomnia. But there's great news. Studies show by taking special, powerful nutrients, brain inflammation and its damaging effects may be greatly reduced. And that's why neurosurgeon Dr. Russell Blaylock created his brain repair formula to reduce brain inflammation and maintain a healthy brain. So, for a free book on brain health or information on Dr. Blaylock's special brain repair formula, call 1-800-SPECIAL or visit 1-800-SPECIAL.com. 1-800-SPECIAL.
But we really have to depend upon the public if they believe in what we're doing to help us. And if you're in a position, we'd love to have you join the Radio Liberty family of supporters or whatever you can do. We are having some problems right now. And so if you can pitch in and help, we'd love to hear from you. Our number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. How do you understand what's really going on? Everything is going on, is contrived, is directed. Do you honestly think that a few people get together with their Facebook and Twitter and say, hey, let's have a revolution all over the Islamic world, you know, that's a good idea. No, these are all carefully orchestrated, carefully planned. And, of course, we are backing both sides. But we determine what's going to happen. The whole idea is to overthrow all the existing Islamic governments and not bring in democracy. They're going to bring in authoritarian Islamic, radical Islamic states, I believe, in preparation for the coming war with the Islamic world. And why would anybody want to do that? Right, because we're working with evil people. And they always create the best enemies that money could buy. That's why, of course, we actually transferred the technology to Pakistan so they could build their nuclear weapons, because we want a nuclear war. Well, why would we do something like that? Well, very simply, if you don't have a nuclear-armed enemy, how can you have a nuclear war? If you doubt that, I think it's January 2008. Anyway, it's the Sybil Edmonds story. Go to my website and read it, the Sybil Edmonds story. Let's put things into perspective. You need to read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. You need to listen to our talk, The Forbidden Secret, and get the syllabus that goes with that. And then, of course, you need to, of course, get to the book Perfectibilis. And what is the story? It's the story of the Illuminati. And if you'd like to get the material on the Illuminati, we do have something called the Clintonian Illuminati, written in 1902. It goes into the background of the influence of the Illuminati here in the United States. You need to understand this is not imaginary. Does the Illuminati exist? I don't know whether it does or not. It's secret. I have people who claim they were part of the Illuminati. It could be branches of the Illuminati. It could be the real Illuminati. But the important thing is the ideas here. And the Illuminati is so secret, we can never be sure that even the people who say they belong to the Illuminati belong to the Weishaupt's Illuminati. Illuminati is a phrase that refers to the illuminated ones, those with the, possessing the secret knowledge. And what is the secret knowledge? Well, the secret is, ladies and gentlemen, that you are God. And, of course, that you are part and parcel of the divinity of Lucifer. Read Dan Brown's book, Lost Scroll. I think that's the title of it. It's his last book, anyway. And there, of course, he praises Masonry. They're the keepers of this wonderful knowledge that is going to make men free. And he talks about this noetic science and how you can control the world of reality with your mind. And then he tells the final secret. What's the secret? You are God. Well, ladies and gentlemen, that's absurd. But that's the message, of course, that the serpent delivered in the Garden of Eden. You are God. If you eat of the fruit of the knowledge of good and evil, will never die. You will be as God, and you will never die. And that's the basis of the Gnostic religion. You need to see the DVDs, The Secret Mysteries of America's Beginning. All three of them were in all three of them. I don't get anything for doing this. But I will tell you what's really going on behind the scenes. That's the Secret Mystery series. Get one or get all three. And then, of course, we ask you to pray for America. To pray for revival, remember our number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Start laying in food. If you'd like information on food, Berkey water filters, health products, give us a call. And then please pray for Radio Liberty.
You're tuned to the Global Star Radio Network. Thanks for listening.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to our radio show. As you may be able to tell, we are using a different line of communication so we can stay in touch today. Thank you for joining us in the Power Hour today. It is 1 February 2011. So glad to have you with us, and so glad to be here today. We're in the midst of a blizzard, I guess I would call it that, here in Missouri, and I'm sure many of you are probably in worse situations than we are, and my thoughts go out to all of you that you stay warm and comfortable today, because it's going to be rough. Please take care of your animals, make sure everybody's okay, because it's going to be a tough one to ride through.
seems that the Weather Bureau has said 100 million people will be affected by this storm over 2,100 miles. Unbelievable. I can't even fathom this storm right now. We're supposed to get somewhere around 20 to 24 inches of snow. It's pretty rough here for the people that have to be outside and driving. And my, I really think of those. I really am concerned for those people. I know Jerry Brownfield has already had to cancel his show today and go to replay, and it's rough. There are a lot of people that have it pretty rough, and if you have to be outside, please be careful. Believe me, our thoughts are with you. 2,100 miles of storm. The state of Missouri has already, the governor announced a state of emergency.